This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, you're stuck with me for the next couple of hours. I always do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Probably pull up some things from Mark Dice and from and Memorial Day. We were going to do a live show, and then I decided not to because most of you probably wouldn't have been paying attention. You would have been drunk, barbecuing on your way home, irritated and stuck in traffic. I don't want to add to that. I got a little stuck in traffic myself there, but nothing major. But, you know, you got to really think about, I don't even know how to put this. Think about what really went down that day. I mean, not that day. What Memorial Day is really all about. We really do forget what Memorial Day is all about. We really do forget about the men and women that died for us. And I don't care what capacity they were in. I don't care what people want to put everything together. Veterans Day, Memorial Day, this day. No, it doesn't work that way. See, Veterans Day, they made it back. They're still alive. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But Memorial Day, you have to remember. And this year they added a little bit more to it. And they added our first responders and that kind of thing. I don't have a problem with that. I hope the vets don't either. Because as you guys are fighting for our freedom, they're fighting for our lives as well. You know, police, fire, that kind of thing. So, again, to me, it's not just a day to have a barbecue. It's not just a day to, you know, another beach day for you and your kids and, what is it, the four-wheel drive? No, not four-wheel drive. Quads. The dune. I mean, in my day, it was dune buggy, stuff like that. And so it's not just a barbecue day. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. If you think I'm off, let me know. I will not lose my mind over it. Actually, I enjoy the conversation. We have, according to this article, we have social science professor. He's defending stereotypes. Now, I'm surprised they haven't killed him yet. Locked him in a trunk. Take him to the beach, thrown him at the sharks. Now, professor said that there is zero scientific evidence for the scholarly claims of stereotype inaccuracies. Now, a Rutgers University social science professor set out to research how stereotypes are inaccurate. This happens so often. I'm surprised anybody let him produce it or let him put it out there. Right, so here you have, I love this. So here you have the professor goes, well, I'm going to show you that these stereotypes you have about people are just so wrong. Oh, my God, they're not. Right? So he wants to be able to proclaim and promote to the world with hard scientific data. Basically, you know, us hardcore righties are so wrong. Well, guess what? He discovered that most stereotypes are accurate. Now, you know, again, how long have we been hearing you can't stereotype people because it ain't right? And now you've got a guy basically through science, right? Through statistics and science, he's proved that it's right. He said, when I first began my research, I had assumed that all social scientists declaring stereotypes to be inaccurate were right. So I wanted to know the basis for their claims, he said. I would track down the sources and attempt to get the evidence. And slowly, over many years, I made a startling discovery. Claims of stereotype inaccuracies were based on absolutely nothing. That's right. It's no different than a lot of what the left does when it comes to these kind of numbers. They truly do pull them out of midair, period. In other words, scholars who claim stereotype inaccuracy, they don't offer any backup, any citations to a source. They can't prove anything. There's no evidence. They never provide scientific support of any time. He went on to say, as I read more literature for stereotypes, I discovered this pattern was pervasive. Every article or book that declared stereotypes to be inaccurate either similarly cited no source or ended in an identical dead end and via a slightly different route. He goes on to say the stereotype inaccuracy is not, I actually love this term, it's not a settled science. Many researchers cite the social psychologist Gordon Allport's classic book, The Nature of Prejudice, in support of the claim that stereotypes are inaccurate or at least exaggerated, or exaggerations of real differences. But Allport relied on a few antidotes, right? Hardly scientific evidence. Antidotes, right? That's what he relied on. Now, famous psychologists declaring stereotypes inaccurate without a citation or evidence meant anyone could likewise do so. Right, thereby creating an illusion that persuasive stereotype inaccuracies was settled science, Justin said. It was only if one looked for the empirical research underlying such claims. You couldn't find any. But this, again, this is not uncommon. The left to pull facts out of very dark places. And places that don't exist for that matter. Let's talk more about stereotypes inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there that you can have some fun with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you do want to get involved, as I said, in the conversation. Right now we're talking about stereotypes. Are they real?
right? Do they make a difference? Are they real? I think they're real. And I think at times they're right on too. I'm not talking about the stupid, funny one. I mean, what we consider funny. I'm talking about the realities behind stereotypes. You know, we get all nervous. We can't stereotype people. Well, you can. You can stereotype certain groups. Look, I grew up in an Italian family. There are certain things that we do, certain stereotypical things that we do that no other group does. Or other groups may do them, but they barely do them. So you just got to be, you know, you got to lighten up, people. Got to stop taking yourself so seriously. My God. We all do it. We all have our things. Anyway, so the professor who did this said Dr. Lee Jussim, J-U-S-S-I-M, he said he went to prove that stereotypes were inaccurate. And he ended up coming to the conclusion that they were accurate. And then as he read more and more literature and papers on other professors that had written about stereotypes, they had no basis of fact. They cited nothing. They were all, for all intents and purposes, they were nothing more than opinions by professors. That should scare you, if nothing else. Now, a lot of psychologists refer back to Gordon Allport's classic book, The Nature of Prejudice. And that's the only thing that they use to prove the stereotypes are inaccurate, and he doesn't even do that in the book. The writer goes on to say that, but while stereotypes are not inaccurate by definition, they could be inaccurate out in the world, a professor said. Stereotypes are almost never perfectly accurate. You know, they are sometimes highly inaccurate, he said. Confused? Because I tell you what, I've read this twice. I'm still confused. All he's saying is that some stereotypes are accurate. Others aren't. That doesn't mean that people should judge whole sets of people based on stereotypes. Meanwhile, Jussim and his colleagues have published numerous studies on accuracy of stereotypes. One of his most recent publications, Stereotype Inaccuracy and Perceptions of Groups and Individuals, finds that stereotype accuracy is one of the largest and most replicable findings in social psychology. Jussim defines stereotypes accurately as the extent to which a belief about a group that someone actually holds corresponds with or discrepant from what the group, you know, I got to go to college to learn some of these words. There are several stereotypes that have been found to be accurate. Others have found not to be, Jussim told the local news source. For example, race, ethnic, gender, and age stereotypes studied have been largely accurate. People are quite accurate in their perceptions of race and ethnic differences and social characteristics, such as likelihood of being high school graduates, on welfare, crime victims, unemployed. They're all quite accurate, not just in perceptions, but in truth. Look, not that other groups don't, but when you just look down a group of peoples, And you actually down on paper and you do what are they called, surveys, right? What you find out is yes, there are certain groups that tend to go in a certain direction, and I don't know, you know Asians, they value education big time above many other things in some cases. Very heavy on education. Very heavy on the kids being educated properly. Right? You've got the Hispanic community. There's a large part of the Hispanic community that value, you know, the family culture. Even more so than education in some instances. Growing a family, having a family, taking care of a family. I can go down the whole list. You guys would send me nasty emails, but I can go down the whole list. And this guy proves it. What's even more, he noted, were gender stereotypes. They tend to be quite accurate regarding academic achievement. You know, distributions into different occupations, aggressiveness, helpfulness, nonverbal sensitivity. There's that word again. I hate that word. You know, what's funny, what's really funny, is when you talk about, you know, it's not stereotypes, it's just real. And when you talk about, you know, they say that Girls learn easier or better than boys, or girls are much more attentive in a class than boys are. Look, being with a high school district, I can tell you, the studies prove that. They show that to be true. They prove that out, as they say. And you can fight that till you're blue in your face. You can call it whatever you want to call it. The numbers are real. They don't make them up as they go. They don't try to figure out what they mean. They're real. Deal with them. And just because you don't, you know, that's the other thing, too. Just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're not real. Anyway, political stereotypes or people's beliefs about liberals versus conservatives or Democrats versus Republicans, guess what? They're usually right. Again, yes, the coffee tastes much better in a TRS mug. I don't care what you think. And think about that. So you get some ethnic stereotypes that are right on. You get political stereotypes that are right on. Oh, my God. Are you serious? They generally know that Democrats are more liberal than Republicans, but they exaggerate the difference. For example, some think Republicans are even more conservative than they really are, and Democrats even more liberal than they really are, he said. Now, Justin qualified his statements by saying all such studies are inherently limited because they only look at certain people stereotypes about certain characteristics or certain groups at a particular point in time. Yet his research at this time, you know, it's funny how, is it the generation before the baby boomers, right? The ones that went through the Depression. Is it a stereotype to say that many of them were tight with their money? I guess by definition, yeah, that is a stereotype. Oh, yeah, he's one of those. He's tight with his money. They went through the Depression. Okay, they didn't have money for a lot of things. They went hungry for a lot of they went hungry for food, but there were a lot of things they had to go without. So of course they're a little afraid of not having. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Got to be involved in conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Don't let me sit here just talking to myself and telling you what I think. Even if you head up on the website, therealside.com, there's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I up in the chat room, and you can have your voice known there as well. Now, we were talking about, and we'll finish up here, on stereotypes. And the organization says you can't use stereotypes, they're not true. Well, according to this professor, they are true. Now, he actually went to try to prove that they're not true and use statistics because most people don't use statistics. You know what I'm saying? And he fixed that. Well, I don't know if he fixed it, but at least he put the numbers together. And again, he's saying that his research on the topic of stereotypes may make stereotype studies an emerging field. And maybe social psychologists now are going to have to actually use real numbers, use facts to deal with. He goes on to say, in order to study the stereotype accuracies, that he uses a common three-step process of statistical analysis and interpretation. At least he's looking for numbers. Again, the other ones who wrote on this, the other ones who talk about this, don't use any numbers. First, he collects data by asking people what they believe about some group. Then he identifies the criteria for the group standing on that characteristic by examining larger information sources. Well, he uses like census data and that kind of thing. National surveys. Third, he compares people's beliefs to the wider criteria either by computing a discrepancy score, how people's beliefs differ from the criteria, or correlation, how people's beliefs are similar to the criteria. Now, over the last 30 years or so, rigorous social scientist assessments of the accuracy of stereotypes have been steadily rolling in. So, again, some of the information that we have, we won't even consider it real or useful unless we've had it for, 30, 40, 50, 100 years. Now, by suggesting some of these stereotypes are accurate, can you imagine the heat he's taking? And not to mention that, he's challenging politically correct or
or you know, Orthodox academia, doesn't he? He's saying you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And by pulling those numbers out of the air, it doesn't do any good. He says, I've never received... Now, this shouldn't surprise you. Remember, we always talk about this. Here's a guy that actually goes out, uses science, uses statistics, uses real numbers, real research, and his own tribe is getting on his case. He says, I've never received anything like the hostility I get from stereotype accuracy. Now, he said he cataloged some of the nastiest comments that he received during presentations in his blog. But responses to his research have not all been negative. Joseph said that he finds some of it encouraging. Some of my colleagues seem grateful that someone has come along, right? Done a reality check, used real numbers, made real phone calls, talked to real people. I mean, how many people form an opinion when they deal with one group? Come on, I mean, seriously. Now, this shows that academia is not entirely closed to findings, he said, that challenge their cherished beliefs. Jism is always is also a co-author of a Heterodox Academy, a website compiled by professors who wish to return freedom of thought, expression, and scholarship to higher education systems. Well, there's a they're gonna find this guy dead in the parking lot. Seriously, when you're pushing against what's been going on for years, you're pushing against which is the way they want it. The professors want it that way. Anyhow, always, again, as I said before, always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, if you want to send me an email, you want to send me a story, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I take a look at them. Some of them are worth doing, some of them not so much. And that's the other thing, too. Please, send me some comments on it, will you? Send me some bullet points, send me some comments. And mostly so that I don't have to read through the whole thing to try to figure out what it is. Anyway, let's see. What else have we got for you? I'm trying to think of what came through. Oh, I know what I want to do. Can I pull it off? Yeah, I can pull this one off. So we have Mark Dice, who I just love this. And Mark goes out and talks to people on a regular basis. And the thing I hate about the holidays, about most of them anyway, is most people don't even know why they're barbecuing chicken. They have no idea. They have no idea why they get the day off. They have no idea on any of that. So Mark goes out on the beach, or in malls, or other places, to find out where people are at. So here's a bunch of, as he refers to them as Memorial Day morons. What can I tell you? Hold on.
What is Memorial Day? What started Memorial Day? What's the purpose of Memorial Day?
Do I have to do this?
Yep. As an American, you have to do this.
I don't think so, as an American.
Wow. A young girl, she's obviously either just graduated school or maybe even early college. Not a clue.
Okay. It's Memorial Day weekend. We sort of celebrate the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that was preventing the gays from serving in the military.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate this weekend?
I'm just visiting. So, I'm just going to enjoy this ocean and have a few drinks. That's about it.
And appreciate the inclusiveness of LGBT community.
I will. I love the LGBT community.
All right. So here we go. Now here's totally out of his mind. Not only that, what I love is that Dice is wearing a black T-shirt that says, Beware of Zombies. I got to get some of these. Beware of Zombies. And I think that's what I'm going to start wearing. Those are the kind of T-shirts I'm going to start wearing. And see if I can't get my brother to make some of those for me. I think that would be great. Anyway, I am Joe. Okay, we got to hear the rest of this. I'm just enjoying this so much. I could watch these all night long.
Military,
of course, for sure.
For Memorial Day.
For sure. Awesome. I'm all about it.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Just getting people's opinions.
Yeah, of course.
What is the purpose of Memorial Day?
No clue. That's my answer.
No clue.
No clue.
Okay.
For the soldiers. It's a memorial for the soldiers that fought in the wars.
For the ones who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clap them upside the head. What is Memorial Day for?
For the military, I'm pretty sure.
Right? What specifically?
Couldn't tell you. If I sat down and kind of... Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get to you next.
Is Conan? No, I know it's military. I know I should know more about it, but I don't right now. So I need to sit down and think about it.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Our military men, Americans, have died for your right to be a moron. I mean, seriously, think about this. This should be one of the easy ones. Died for your right to be a moron. That's basically what it boils down to. The reason you have the day off, the reason some of you getting, a lot of you, are getting paid for that day off, is because men and women gave their lives up for your freedom. For you to be able to go to the beach whenever you want to. Hey, for you to be able to choose your own apartment. But think about it. You can choose what job you want. You can choose what school to go to. You can choose what... And don't give me that stuff. No, you can't choose what school to go to because you can't afford all schools. Well, no kidding. Maybe you need to work a little harder. And you can always go back to school later on when you become successful, don't you think? And almost everybody starts off in mommy's basement. Then you go to an apartment. Then you go to a house. That's usually how it works. But I can assure you, you'll never make it to the house flipping burgers at Burger King. Doesn't work that way.
Okay, zombie.
All right.
Memorial Day weekend. Doesn't feel like it, but it will.
Yeah.
And we're just, kind of commemorating the freeing of the slaves and the end of the Civil War. Just checking to get people's comments on what you're going to be doing this weekend.
Just doing some drinking and having fun. That's about it. So.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, it's Memorial Day all back, but drinking and having fun. Right? Right.
Yeah. Just enjoy yourself, right?
Okay. Thank you, zombie. Yeah.
Take care.
Memorial Day weekend, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration.
Are you guys catching that he's calling everybody zombie when he's done? When he's done with it, thank you, zombie. And they're just walking away. Like, okay, then no problem.
Independent.
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing?
We were drinking. But...
All right, when we come back, I'm going to start that particular one from the beginning because... I just can't believe people this stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Yes. Hit it.
Your self-respect is playing down.
We are back. I guess we have been all through the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. You know what? That should be Corey Duncan's theme song. I'm going to play that from now on when he's on the show. And only he would get that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. And again, I mean, we got to have fun, people. If I can't have fun, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? There's already enough crazy stuff going on. I don't need any more crazy stuff going on. All right, so we were talking, or we were playing the Mark Dice clip on Memorial Day. And he's at the beach, and he's talking to people, and let's not just say it's because of the beach, because a lot of people coming up to him look like non-beach goers, if you would. And so, but to hear the answer, they have no clue. This is our future, and they have no clue. Did I say this is our future? All right, take a listen.
Again, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
See, Memorial Day. I was always under the impression that Memorial Day was the day that we celebrated, if you would, or honored our dead vet. I mean, our dead military. The people who've been fighting to keep us safe, that kind of thing. I guess, I didn't know. Who knew?
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing to...
Well, we were drinking, but we just got an open container ticket, so...
Well,
and I'm looking at the kid, and I mean kid, and he looks normal. He looks like somebody that, if you saw him walking, you wouldn't think twice. Good for him.
Okay,
that's... So water, okay. Party on.
All right, yes.
Thank you.
NASA has a big celebration every Memorial Day to commemorate Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. Government's decided to cancel that Memorial Day celebration this year at NASA. Is that the wisest thing to do? Is that or should we be commemorating Neil Armstrong this Memorial Day?
I think we've been commemorating him for long enough, so we should save some money right now.
Save some money this Memorial Day?
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Bring it back.
Bring back the NASA celebration.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about. What were we talking about? And this guy lost. He is so lost. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I would actually call Mark after the interview, after I went home and told my friends about this, and say, please, I'll pay you. Don't put that up. Cut it out. Don't put it up. Because I just don't want to sound that... I am that stupid, but I don't want to sound that stupid.
Okay. All right.
Just getting people's opinions.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Comments on Memorial Day weekend. You know, I think NASA has a big celebration to celebrate Neil Armstrong and everything. Just getting comments on what you guys think of the Memorial Day weekend celebration for NASA.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
Probably not a good candidate for the
year. What is it for?
A day off of work on Monday.
Okay.
Isn't that so stereotypical of most Americans? It's just another... This frosts my butt like you wouldn't believe. Veterans Day, 4th of July. I mean, I love the fact that people know the 4th of July is Independence Day, but they don't even know what the word independence means. And even when you give them a hint and clues, they still think that we got our independence in the 1860s or 1960s. How they come up with the 60, it seems to be a common thread. How they come up with this, I don't know. Makes no sense to me.
Every year, there's big Memorial Day commemorations and stuff, but this year the government is canceling them to save money so that we don't have the national debt go deeper.
No.
So just getting people's comments to see if they think that's the right thing to do.
You tell me. I don't know. I feel like I've never been to any of those celebrations. Really, I'm kind of just like celebrating it with my family. And she's my cousin. She's visiting me right now. So I get to still do it the way I want to do it. So I'm happy.
So it doesn't.
So as long as I can do whatever I want to do, I don't have to know what it is. As long as I get paid for the day off, I don't have to do nothing. Because my cousin's here with me, that makes it even better. So, yeah, it's cool.
It doesn't matter if the government is canceling the Memorial Day celebrations.
I mean, if it's in the best interest for the country, I guess I'd go with the... I mean, I voted for that government to be in power, and if they think it's the right thing to do, so I guess it is.
Okay, well, that says it all right there. We can discount everything. Because she voted for that government to be in office. I guess the whole government, I don't know.
Just getting people's comments on Bernie Madoff now being chosen.
What happened?
What is Memorial Day? What... Is this thing to do that...
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Comments on Memorial...
And she's my cousin. She's visiting me right now. So I get to still do it the way I want to do it, so I'm happy.
So it doesn't matter if the government is canceling the Memorial Day celebrations.
I mean, if it's in the best interest for the country, I guess I'd go with the... I mean, I voted for that government to be in power, and if they think it's the right thing to do, so I guess it is.
Memorial Day week...
I'm sorry. I had to go back to that. She voted for this administration to be, so therefore, anything they want to do is fine by me.
weekend, yeah. Big celebration, yeah. To commemorate the first flight of the Wright brothers. Just talking to people to see what you're going to be doing this weekend to kind of reflect on that and the evolution of the aircraft industry.
I'll be partying down here, you know. I really didn't realize it was that special.
Important.
Yeah. I had no idea.
So what do people like this think it is? I had no idea. I mean, they all say, I didn't know what that. I didn't know what this. I don't know. What are they thinking of Memorial Day? What are they? Do they even know what the word means? What's the deal? I am so confused and so lost. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It was about the Wright brothers, to tell you the truth.
Oh, you did? What is Memorial Day for?
Oh, here we go. It's one of those things. Oh, man, I have no idea. Oh, man, it's one of those.
Yeah.
You guys are down here doing
you're
that.
Yeah, you're going to make me look dumber than I actually am. Because Howard looked dumb.
Assignment for today.
How many people don't know?
A lot more than you would think.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is for the f***ing warfighters that gave their lives for our country. If you want to say otherwise...
So we found one guy that was willing to be pretty strong about it. And knew it. Well, here's the deal. This is what bothers me about all this. You guys are taking these days off. You're okay with the money. You're okay with being paid for being out of work. You know, you go down to the beach. I get you wanting to have a good time with your family. I get all of that. But shouldn't you know? Shouldn't you have a clue as to what you're celebrating? I mean, are you celebrating the beer and the barbecue? I mean, have we really got to that point where anything to party? Is that kind of where we're at now? Any reason to pop the top on a bottle of beer? You know, that's sick. Let me see if I can pull this up. You know what? I don't know if there's any swear words in this. I'm hoping not because it was on the air. All right, Ben, keep your finger on the button because you got to hear this. Okay, here's a veteran explaining what Memorial Day means to those people who went out of their way to make sure you have the freedoms you have to be a moron.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now I'm standing here with, what's your name, sir?
Bill Bivens.
Bill Bivens. And we just got done listening to Donald Trump give a speech. What are your thoughts on his speech?
I like Donald Trump. I am here for Memorial Day Rolling Thunder, not really for the political speech, but he was here. I went to Arlington Cemetery, and you look at the perfectly straight rows, and you wonder, as a human race, we've learned nothing, because our boys and girls are dying, and it's...
Yeah, we got more people concerned about which bathroom stall to use than we do about veterans who are homeless.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a little strange to me.
So what does Memorial Day mean to you?
It is a day to remember the veterans that gave the ultimate price. I start crying.
I wonder what the young people consider the ultimate price today. I wonder what they would be willing to give you. Most millennials don't see a need for the military. They think it's a crazy thing that we shouldn't have it. They have no understanding what happened. Why men and women give their life. They don't get it. If they don't get it, how are we going to be safe 20 or 30 years from today? If these people won't go fight the way they're supposed to, how are we going to be safe 20 or 30 years from today? This guy gets it. Most vets who have been in, most, get it. Because, you know, John Kerry was a vet. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. It's a tough time.
It is. Especially if you lost people, friends.
Yeah, I went through Iraq and Afghanistan, lost some friends. It's definitely, it's bad, but, you know, at the same time, it's good to see a lot of people come out here and remember what's going on and why we have this and why this is here and why we have this freedom.
Absolutely. That's what we do it for.
That's it for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address so I can send you information on the show and topics when we have people we're going to have on. I do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.